UAW Local 1112 President Tim O'Hara says there's been discussion to hire a few hundred union members for the new Lordstown Motors plant, where an electric pickup truck will be built. They could also be paid similar wages to what GM offers. He says the development will be good for the town, but it won't help everyone. 1,400 people had to relocate following GM's decision to vacate the facility.
That's taxpayers out of the community. That's people that give the charities, that's kids that had to leave the school system. So, I mean, the trickle-down effect is going to continue.
He says many union members hoped negotiations during the recent strike would bring GM back to the plant, but the sale is the final nail in the coffin. The Lordstown Motors plant plans to begin production next year. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Taylor Haggerty.